Welcome to another episode of the Wilmot Brothers podcast. This is the second half of May's radio show, and it kind of picks up right off where the last one left off, talking about stupid things we've done while cooking. Toby's talking about injuring his finger. We also talk about video games and a bunch of other stuff. It's a really long episode today. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to tweet us at Hasbus at Musical Teeth after the show. Hope you enjoy it.
Exactly of the time when I decided to get some flapjacks. We'd forgotten to put grease paper in the flapjack tin, so I decided to use a sharp knife to like go underneath it like you would with a spatula. So I was like, I need something really sharp. A knife's really sharp. And of course I did it, and the flapjack just immediately released, and it went straight into my finger.
Oh,
not the flapjack, the knife. Like went right down to the bone.
Oh, did you hear it like go...
I didn't hear it, I just felt it go into my bone.
Ah, ooh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Have you seen 127 Hours? Have you seen 127 Hours?
No, I haven't seen that, no.
Here's the ending. He cuts off his arm.
I accidentally baked my own hand into a flapjack and had no choice but to cut it off.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eat it. That would have been much better.
Oh, that would be logical. Maybe he should have just eaten all the rocks surrounding his hand.
Do you use honey or golden syrup in your flapjacks?
Golden syrup. No, honey. No, golden syrup. Totally golden syrup. Okay, honey's crazy.
And have you ever substituted golden syrup with any jam, particularly apricot jam?
What, like, so you make a flapjack and then put, like, jam in it or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It tastes so good.
That sounds amazing.
Like, it's like porridge when you have jam like on it.
It's glazed and
like sugary and it's fruity. I made some apricot flapjacks and they were just delicious.
You made a thing.
I did. I'm amazing at making flapjacks. I can anything to do with porridge. Come to me. Okay. I've been eating porridge my whole life.
So Harry is famous. Well, in our house, partially because he lives there. But also because he eats cold porridge oats pretty much every day for breakfast.
Yep.
If not shreddies and cold porridge oats.
Yep, shreddies and porridge oats. There was a time when I had no shreddies because last year I couldn't afford to buy both oatmeal and shreddies.
Oh, yeah.
Or malted waffles or whatever the standard brand of them is it's called.
Yeah. So do you do any other cooking that's not oat based? Because you've never been a huge cooking type, have you?
No. I tried making my own kind of Italian creamy tomato. You have sounds coming from your side of the house. Jess is broadcasting cleaning up the kitchen.
Oh, hey Jess, apparently you're broadcasting the kitchen noise.
I'm out.
She says, well, it's her house, so...
Fair enough.
Fair enough, yes.
Okay. I've cooked this this kind of creamy tomato-y thing when I put, like, white wine in it and, like, big chunks of peppers and like, spring onions and big chunks of tomato ketchup and I put a bunch of, like, double cream in. Not double cream, single cream. Well, the cream, which is liquidy. And, I made it sure and boiled it all down so it's like a thick, creamy kind of tomato-y sauce. But then I had a moment of inspiration which subsequently ruined it. I thought, I know what would be great in this, balsamic vinegar. I just poured way too much balsamic vinegar in it and completely destroyed it. So I was like, damn. So when I have a craving for a certain type of food or meal, I can clobber together some ingenuity and make it. Like the other day, I made a banana and Nutella smoothie, which was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was so good. I might have another one of those when I get back.
Do you think you'll ever be the cooking type? Because obviously you're here. I mean, Jesse cooks stuff all the time.
If it was like a massive occasion, I'd probably cook. And like, if I was cooking for like a load of people, I'd cook.
But he's hoping to find like a wife who's like, I will do all the cooking.
Yeah. Oh, I cook occasionally, but my family would probably be like, this is a worst case scenario type thing. Like, if nobody else can cook, Harry will have to cook.
And it'll probably, I think, be there's potential like, in you.
It'll
I
be
believe.
Beans on toast. I can do. I can do cheese toasties. I can do bolognese and. Not bolognese. I can do.
Not bolognese, ice cream. I can do ice cream.
What's it called?
Chili?
Pasta bakes. I can do those.
Pasta bakes.
They're lush.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I love pasta bakes.
Good to know. I do not know how we got onto this subject.
Neither do I.
Anyway.
We're going to talk about video games. That's what I was hoping to talk about.
I was talking about my stupid stories. So tweet us if you've got any stupid stories. Meanwhile, we've had another Facebook response. Sam Longridge once again says, cheers, Toby. I'm at my desk in Exeter with headphones on, doing accounts. Fun, fun, fun. All the more fun.
Wait, who is this?
To us.
Yay, who is this?
Sam Longridge.
Sam Longridge. Yay!
Yeah.
Way to go, Sam. And
even as I speak, we've had another response as well.
Yeah.
Which I'm just loading up right now.
Okay.
This one is from Kirsten Harris.
Cool.
And she says, you guys are making me so hungry. Good job. I am making mushroom soup and fresh bread. Very nice, Kirsten
mushroom
Harris.
Soup. Blech.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't like mushrooms, but apparently mushroom soup is a different deal.
Oh. I had a ginger and carrot soup the other day, which was really thick and awesome. That was in Bristol.
With soup, I've always thought to myself, I've always been like, if someone says, do you want the soup at the wedding? I'm like, no, because soup is basically just a drink. That's what I've thought. It's like, why would I want more drink?
If I was going to have soup at my wedding, it would be like a super thick, maybe like packed with chickpeas or something like really nice and filling. Like, and everyone gets like a full baguette with it. That'd be sweet. Yeah. The rest of the meal would just be nuts. I mean, because most weddings, they have just like a hideous dry chicken, don't they?
Yeah, oh man, many dry chickens at weddings. But yeah. I now have a rule where I actually always go with the soup now, because soup is always more delicious than you think it's going to be.
Yep.
So we've actually had a text come in now.
Cool.
The responses are coming thick and fast today.
Yeah, this everyone loves
this. This is from Dad, okay? Our father. And he said, I blended my thumb once.
Okay, what was that?
He said he blended his thumb once.
Oh, ooh. Who said that?
Did you even listen to that?
I wasn't listening.
Did you just to anything I just said?
I'm so sorry. I was checking my own responses. I've got something, got something to say.
You cannot multitask. This is our father. You're the man who seeded your life.
Okay. I didn't realize it was Dad. Sorry, Dad.
I blended my thumb once. You know what I love, by the way?
In the month I had to prepare for the show, I didn't have time to get that playlist sorted.
You did so much procrastination. Yeah. I love it.
But,
do you know what I like about the way you choose the music for our radio show, Harry?
What?
It's the way you're like, screw it, I'm going to play exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to play an entire album. I'm going to play all the music from a video game. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's like last time where I just played all my favourite band at the moment, which was Slow Club. I have that CD with me in my hand right now, so I could, at this moment, change my mind and just cut you off and just let everyone listen for the final 4 to 5 minutes. Everyone just listen to Slow Club.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
You've made your like this issue of procrastination into a strength.
Yeah. A force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
I'd like to inform everyone that Toby just told me we shouldn't say we haven't got anything to talk about.
That is the last thing you should ever do on the radio.
I was wondering what you'd say.
Well, this is the thing that I would say right now.
So why should we say on the radio we don't have anything to talk about?
Well, because then it seems unprofessional. But right now, I've got a qualm, okay? At the beginning of the show, you know, and you were like, I'm offended that Toby's not going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you I can't be here.
But you could have been here.
But I couldn't, because I didn't have any money left.
But you could have ran here. You could have hitched a ride with somebody. You could have flew here. You could have cycled here. You have a bike.
You okay.
Drove here.
That's the attitude you're going to take.
You could have siphoned somebody else's fuel.
Siphoned, yeah, driven illegally.
Yep. You could have knocked your wife out and put her in the car, then it wouldn't have been driven illegally.
there's other issues with that, though.
Yeah. Like, what are they called? Repercussions.
Yeah, also repercussions, yeah. Mm. Maybe I'll be there next month.
You better be here next month.
I think the fact that I'm coming through the speakers adds a new dynamic to the show.
As long as you're here for the August radio birthday.
Oh, which is actually your birthday, isn't it?
Which is actually my birthday.
How old are you going to be?
22.
Oh, you are not that old.
Yeah, I know, I'm a little baby.
That's weird. You're not a baby, you're a man.
I'm not a man.
You are. I definitely are 22.
I don't want to be a man.
On the news, right, they say when an 18-year-old gets arrested, they say, an 18-year-old man was arrested today. And you're like, what? In the eyes of the law.
I heard that the other day. I was like, crazy cool. I don't think people should be recognized as adults until they've proved themselves to be mature.
Mature. I was going to say, like, until they've grown a full facial beard or something.
No, because then some 15-year-olds can be blooming adults.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some women can be men as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what do you have to do to prove to yourself that you're mature enough to be called a man?
I think there'd be like a series of tests. Like, one of them would be to cook a meal.
Okay.
What? Like, that would be kind of the easy stage, maybe like level 5.
Does it have to be cooked successfully?
Yes, yes. Then, like, level 6 or 7 would be like, successfully cook a meal for a group of people.
Okay.
Then
have you done that?
Yes, I have. I've also done it with a group of people, so that's like communication and things.
Yeah.
Other ones would be like successfully run like an orienteering project or I don't know, look after 20 kids at a
okay, right, I see. Because that's the people when you were a kid who are like, oh, he's a man, right?
Yeah. And like,
look after 20 kids on an orienteering project. Yeah. So when you have those kind of responsibilities, that you're like, holy moly, I am a grown up.
Once you're a grown up, when you realize you're a grown up, when you look at the kids and go, you are making all the mistakes.
So I was in America a few years ago.
Yeah.
Doing like some street kind of work with our friend Ben, who's a youth pastor. Anyway, so we were doing like throwing barbecues to these communities and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'd go out like all dressed as clowns to like bring in people to these barbecues. Okay. But I would go out like into these like really like poor suburbs in New York State, like places where people were like, you know, lots of crime and stuff.
Yeah.
Walking around, looking after like kids, like holding a map in my hand, like can't believe this. I'm just in America looking after these kids in this place, also dressed as a clown. So that's kind of my man points. Mm. Definitely man points. Surely manhood should be defined by man points.
Oh yeah, man points.
You get man points for doing those things. Like you get 5 man points for making a meal. Every time you make a meal, if you jump, if you dive through a pane of glass while shooting 2 guns simultaneously, that's like 2,000 man points.
Well, I wouldn't say that was man points.
If you walk away from a building without looking and it explodes, that's man points.
No, I wouldn't say that's man points because that's irresponsible in some way. You should always look at an explosion that is near you so you know when like projectiles are coming towards you or if you're and make sure like all your loved ones are out of the way.
Okay, so you're thinking more of like sort of like the World War II kind of man, like to get your family safe, let's orienteer our way out of the village.
Yeah, something like that. There's like a heightened reality man points is what you're talking about, like jumping through panes of glass while firing points.
You don't
that's,
do that?
That's kind of like metaphorical man points. Because if you have done that in the past, then you'd get a bunch of man points, but they're not really man points you can kind of use in real life. They're like COD man points. You can't
until someone's like, you can't somebody use... dies with a pane of glass.
Like, unless we... Somebody
so we're talking real man points, okay.
Yeah.
So, I've driven a car. That counts as man points. I can't legally drive on my own yet. Can't wait till that happens.
So that's only like a couple of man points. You get like a boost of man points once you can drive on your own. And once you've like driven for like a couple of years, then you get like, and you have like a low insurance premium or something.
You start glowing and you get like extra 50 points every time you go on the road.
You get
a boost.
Yeah. I always like using the kind of ladder metaphor when it comes to kind of explaining stages of advancement. You now occupy the terrific tyke kind of rung of the man points ladder.
Okay, I've got man points for. Okay, I got given a mug.
Yeah,
which indicated my role in the family.
Okay,
so it was a mug saying "World's Best Uncle." And I was like, "Holy moly, I am a man!"
Cool. So that could be like utilitarized uncle rung. You now occupy the utilitarized uncle rung, or the, it's got to be alliteration, really.
The uncle
Runkle. Yeah, you now occupy the uncle Runkle rung. Cool.
Anyway. Have you looked after a bunch of kids?
Yeah, I looked after a bunch of kids.
Just like you said, I'm not a man. You're totally a man.
Yeah.
You're a big man.
I'm not a man. I'm not a manly man.
No.
Not a full man. What?
Some men are just so manly.
Yeah.
When I was little, I just assumed it'll just like be like exceptionally chiseled when we're older.
Somebody, I know.
Once you become a man, you realise that most men are more kind of doughy.
Yeah, I mean, like the height of manliness, I would have thought would be like, some kind of MacGyver type person who can make stuff out of nothing.
Fixing stuff is quite a point thing. I did the old. We talked about this before. I did the battery on the car. Did a jump start.
Oh yeah, and you were like man points.
Yeah, boom.
Cool. And then, like, having kids, that's man... Well, before that, getting a wife, man kids, man points. And finally, I would have thought just being, like, a complete old fart.
Then you get full-on man points. When you start getting the grump.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fight the grump. I don't want to ever have the grump. Because, you know, some men are so grumpy. I just don't want to be a grumpy man.
Maybe not the grump, but, like, just... like a general kind of stoic look on life and kind of in general, and like when every like answer to a question somebody asks is just like the most awesome answer possible because you've like lived life and had experience to give the most perfect answer to every question.
So it's like it's like you're a man, but then it's like as you increase the man points you get more kind of equipment.
Yeah.
Basically, you've just gamified.
Gamified. A man. Yep. Totes.
It's interesting because you wanted to talk about gamification.
I did.
And we just did it. We just gamified your life.
I did. I should like design some kind of game mechanic and put this
a man points chart.
Maybe we could make an indie game, Toby. An indie game.
Oh
based
my
on
word.
Man
we could call it man points.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Because there's so many things you can do. Like I don't know. Collecting.
So the idea of the game could be that you have to you start off as a boy and you have to become a man.
Yeah.
And there's like different things you have to like conquer.
Yeah. So it's like a game of life type thing. And like some man points like in the early stages.
It's
of the
like
game.
You dressed well for a party, man points.
Yeah.
You just like pick an outfit and see how many man points you get. Because I think being sartorially elegant is quite a good aspect of a man, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit of care about your appearance.
And like like one of the earlier levels could be like you fall over and cut yourself, and it's like one of the options is like not cry. If you click on not cry, it's like man points.
But that's not because then those points could cause like a problem later on in the game, because they can like manifest and become minus man points because like comes out as anger.
Yeah, because you're not releasing your emotions.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to that's another big part of being a man. You've got to release those emotions.
Yeah.
Set them free. Drive them out to the woods. Open the door of the car. Tell them you're free.
Yeah.
You're free to go now.
Cool.
We're watching Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bit where Obi-Wan Kenobi is talking to Luke Skywalker as a ghost. He says, "Bury your feelings deep down, Luke." I was like, that is not good advice.
Who said that? Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, Luke's obviously talking about how he loves Darth Vader or something, or I don't know, talking about the dark side, but he just says, "Bury your feelings deep down, Luke." That's not a good shout. Don't bury those feelings, Luke. They'll come out.
You've got to be willing to shed a tear at the end of Empire of the Sun.
Oh, man. Empire of the Sun was so emotional.
Mm. I love that film.
So do I.
Christian Bale.
It is Christian Bale.
Yeah.
So, that was a good talk. I enjoyed that talk about man points. We've also invented a video game.
Yep.
Which could be awesome.
We should totally, like, design it. I'll do some designs and post them on the Tumblr or something.
Sweet, I will probably never make that game.
We should. It's so easy to make games these days.
So, we've come to that point in the show where it's the last 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes ago.
Yep.
And we like to reflect on how the show's been. I think that's a good thing to do.
Yep. Well, I'd like to say, in what could have been a horrendous and forgettable time for myself, and was something which I would have blocked from my memory and never tried again, it is actually very successful and highly entertaining.
Yeah, it went very well. Because
and the radio show
awesome.
Went well as well.
Sorry?
I said, and the radio show went cool as well.
Yeah, I think it went really well. We've had so many people tweeting us, Facebooking us,
totes.
Texting us.
Thanks, you guys. You guys make it so good.
You guys make it so good. And we hope you enjoy listening to it again in podcast form.
Oh, yeah. Totes.
Telling all your friends and family about it. So yeah, it started off with a bit of craziness.
Yeah, like a bunch of craziness. I was high on craziness.
you were not relaxed.
I know. I was not relaxed.
You should just switch on the jacuzzi just to finish up.
Oh yeah, totes.
Get yourself de-signed.
Yeah, that first jacuzzi just kind of sorted me out a bit, but this one's gonna make me melt, I think.
Yeah, just make yourself feel a bit better.
Yeah. This is like a translocational jacuzzi. Because we're both sitting in it.
I'm in a jacuzzi right now. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're in the same jacuzzi, but you're in Bath and I'm in Exeter.
Yeah, thanks. It's through the internet. It's weird. Mm. It's to do with the whole optical fiber thing.
It's the
miracle of science.
It's the meme bubbles.
Yeah, it's all those.
Also, so many bubbles.
To all our listeners out there, to the listener, do tweet us, let us know what you thought of the show. We've loved that you've had so many responses so far.
Yeah.
You can also email us, wilmotbrothers@gmail.com. But I think tweeting is the way forward.
Yeah, toes.
It's like a tiny little email.
Yeah.
That's good. It's exciting. We've had Donald Moore constantly tweeting us, pretty much. He says, "I'm going to take this chance to say I'm not an adult, because they're the last thing I tweeted." So he's going back to that whole man points thing. That's because the thing that he tried to tweet us was very inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to say that.
Yeah,
whatever.
We're not going to read that out. But we do appreciate you listening. So we have to thank Sam Light. We have to thank Kirsten Harris. We have to thank Sam Longridge.
Yep.
Mike Wilmot.
Yep.
And that Ben guy.
Benno Evans.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for contributing, guys.
That Ben guy. You remember all the people tweeted you?
Oh yeah, because that's Ben, dude. Is he called Ben?
He's called Ben.
Ben. Love Ben.
That guy Ben, love him.
I love you, Ben.
Okay, I guess I'm okay now. So yeah, what do you want to do now?
Maybe play a track and then we'll finish up. Let everyone carry on with their lives.
I've got a couple of random like 30-second tracks, which is by somebody we met on the internet.
Okay, cool. We should. So when we were playing Minor Apocalypse, we became friends with a guy.
Yeah.
Minor Apocalypse is on a game, like a server of Minecraft, which we talked about in our previous podcasts.
Yeah, talked about it quite enough.
Turns out he makes music.
Yep. Which is pretty rad.
He might even be listening to this podcast. So he's called Peculiar Bias, aka Aaron Opfer, I believe.
Yep. We can totally keep this music in the podcast as well, because he said we can find it. Oh, ow. But this is, if you're listening on the radio and for some crazy reason intend not to listen to the podcast, this is the only chance you get to listen to this. But this is what he has to offer. So that was the first one.
That was very, very quick.
Oh, they're very short, yes, because they're on his website and they're just meant to repeat and repeat and repeat. So that kind of repeating tunes. So here's the next one. So yeah, that's kind of synthy, kind of in the background is one of my favorite types of music.
What?
No, the synthy.
I'm not sure I can hear them from where I am.
It's like
I'm glad you like it.
It's good.
So that was pretty intense. Aaron Opfer, someone we met on the internet. If you're somebody we met on the internet, or if you make good music, or if you're just someone we know, we could even play your music.
Totes.
Unless it's really, really bad.
Yeah. In which case, we will not play it.
Yeah. Feel free to send it to us, because you pretty much get free reign here.
We'll throw it on the ground and go, that was bad and you should feel bad. But if it not, in which case, most cases, it would be, this is awesome, we're going to play it on a radio show and you should feel awesome.
Yeah. If there's anything that I think we can also congratulate ourselves for today, Harry, that we didn't sail too close to that Ofcom win today.
Ah, yes.
I thought we'd done very well.
I thought we did pretty good.
Well at not swearing.
Oh, I did.
Earlier on when you were very angry.
I did very well at not swearing. So close to swearing so many times. But luckily,
you would have offended all the people up in the Exeter Phoenix cafe.
Yeah, they would have been, my goodness, that's not the sauce I ordered with my salad.
This is too far too sweary.
Yeah.
Far too sweary a sauce.
Can't have too much swearing on your salad. Makes it all go bad. So that was another beautiful and quite long Wilmot Brothers podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to send your feedback to us at Hasmus, at Musical Teeth, that's our Twitters. If you're on Facebook with us, just Facebook us and say, hey, that was a great show. Should do those again sometime. And we'll tell you that yes, we are doing them again. In fact, we're doing them all the time. So keep listening and share it with your friends if you like. Because we love listeners,
Knowing you guys listen and enjoy the show is really awesome. If we don't know it, we'll do it anyway. So it's just nice to know that you guys listen. Hopefully there should be some more shows soon. In fact, there will be some more shows soon. And I guess thanks again. Bye.